This is AJ Frederickson sitting down alongside head coach of the SCSU women's hockey team, Eric Rude. And coach, last week we see you guys in the pack the Herb Brooks National Hockey Center night, taking on Bemidji State Beavers. You pick up a little bit of some revenge from earlier in the season. Nice little shutout as Emma Polesny looked very stellar in net, a 26 save performance for her. How's she developed as a goaltender so far this season?
Well, you know, for a freshman goalie, she certainly has come in and showed poise and athleticism and a lot of things that you like. You know, she's given us some quality starts when she's been in there. You know, two wins in the first half of her freshman year is a very good way to start her career here. You know, she came in from day one and looked very comfortable in practice. And she's a very athletic, energetic goalie, and she gives us a lot of energy when she's in there, you know, it was nice on Wednesday to see her come in and stop everything they threw at her, and you know, to get that first shutout under your belt as a goaltender is kind of a relief. It lets you know that you belong at this level and that you can compete at the highest level, and she certainly has that belief, and we have that belief in her. So it was nice to see her get rewarded with a big time win.
And so it sounded like you didn't get too much downtime over the break, Thanksgiving break. You were out recruiting, but a lot of the girls got to go home, stay with their families, get a good meal in their stomach. But coming back, how do you get them out of that kind of relaxed funk and get ready for a top-tier competition like the Ohio State University this coming weekend?
Well, the good thing is we've had such a tough first half. I mean, going to Colgate and going to Minnesota and going to Duluth and on the road in Mankato and just travel, and playing tough opponents left and right, that it was perfect timing to get a little mental break for them. And with all the new players we have this year, we've had to just kind of grind through every week. We haven't had a lot of just free time to just work on skills, and because we're just dialing into the way we're going to play. And it takes a little while. Sometime, and there's no easy way to get there. So mentally, it's taxing when you have to go through that. And so that little bit of break, I think, was just right. Perfect timing. Get a win, score 7 goals in our last 2 games, and then get a 3-day break. Get off the ice and get out of here. You know, they came back Monday refreshed, energized, ready, happy to see each other. And now it's kind of nice. You get that mini break before a longer break. And now we got 4 games. We buckle down in school and get through these next 2 weeks, and then we got a nice break. So I think it was perfect timing, and I'm excited to see how that translates into our next 4 games.
You just kind of touched on and mentioned the offensive success you guys have found the past 2 games, 7 goals in the past 2 contests. You're going to need that this coming weekend. Ohio State shut you out in both games that you faced against them this season so far. What is the mindset? I mean, are you just going to try to focus on the play that you've been playing thus far most recently, or kind of relate back to what you saw from them earlier in the season and kind of counter what you saw from them?
I think both teams are at a different place. You know, that was almost 2 months ago now, and both teams are in a different place. I think we've come a long way since then. You know, they were off to such a hot start that they were on fire then, and they're still playing very well. I mean, they're a good team. They have a lot of good pieces, and they still have, you know, what they're calling the best goalie in the country, and they believe that, and they play well in front of her. So we'll have our hands full, but you know what? It's a building that we've had success in over the last 3 years, and that our players feel very comfortable. You know, we have 3 kids from Michigan and a bunch of kids from around the Chicago area, so it's a nice time for them to get around. And I think Hannah Patricus, his whole family, they rent a bus, they come down. So it feels like a home game for us, and we really enjoy playing there. And we can't wait to get on the road this weekend.
And you got 2 more weekends left of play before you have that kind of extended middle of the season winter break. What's the attitude and mindset, not only for you as a coach, but just you're trying to portray to your team in the locker room for the last couple weeks? Is it must-win series? Is it, you know, we're going to try to coast in here, or is it something kind of in the middle?
No, you know what? I mean, you know, it's the old coach thing. You know, you only worry about one game, and that's Friday night, and, you know, we're not concerned about anything else. You know, the nice thing is when you know we had a break, so we're rested a little bit, and now you just have 4 games left. So you just put the pedal to the metal and give it your all. And you know, we play, you know, 2 of the top 5 teams in the country here to end the first part of the season. So it's an exciting challenge to see where we're at and see where we have the potential to become and get to during that second half of the year.
All right, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and good luck this weekend out at Ohio State. For head coach Eric Rude of the SCSU women's hockey team, this has been AJ Frederickson for KVSC Sports.